The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hello, everyone. Ellen Wells here, once again with the Just Veggies podcast. I am also the author of the Just Veggies blog that you can find right here at plantersplace.com. So when you have a chance, give that a read. Today, we will be talking about spring to summer succession planting. The transition of spring, transitioning into summer, it's a terrific time to implement a plan for a succession planting. Now, it's a strategy of removing one plant or crop and replanting another plant or crop in that exact same space. And in this way, you get a productive harvest months and months and months in a row. It's typically something we think about for fall crops from summer to fall, but spring into summer is just as good a time to make that happen. My garden looks static at the moment. So many crops look like they're just sitting there, growing their little hearts away in nice little rows. But actually, there's movement going on, or at least there will be some movement going on in the next week or two. Here is how I am slowly implementing my succession plan. I'm going to move lettuce to bok choy. I planted way more romaine lettuce than a person has a right to, seriously. In fact, I thought I had planted bib style of lettuce, but the packaging actually, while promising a leafy lettuce, actually contained a different variety. There must have been a mix-up somewhere along the line. However, romaine-type lettuces have longevity in the garden. They do grow a long time, they last a long time, and they can actually hold up to heat better than bib. So maybe this is a blessing in disguise, right? So I'll have about 40 or so heads to harvest over the next several weeks, maybe even months, depending on how the weather is. Meanwhile, with each head that I harvest, I am replanting in that space with some bok choy seedlings I started in a tray a few weeks ago. I did that about a week now, and it's working. These little bok choys are getting bigger every day. I'm transitioning lettuce to lettuce. When I transferred the romaine seedlings from my seed-starting tray to the garden, I planted the seedlings in groups of three or five. It was just the easiest way to get the seedlings out of the tray. The roots were kind of intertwined, and I just didn't want to damage them by trying to rip them apart. Sometimes when I remove a head of romaine, I actually spread out those clumps of lettuce, and instead of having a group of five, I now have an individual row of five plants. Garlic to yard-long Noodle King beans. My garlic will be ready to harvest in about a week or two. I'm eagerly awaiting that fact. I will replant that space with six of the dozen or so, there's probably more, yard-long Noodle King bean plants that I seeded in a row a few weeks ago. The reason for the transfer is because, number one, I sowed those seeds a little too close together, so they are about, 4 to 6 inches? Not good. They should be at least a foot. And the second reason is because these are pole beans. They need some support. They will be growing and vining and growing very tall. They're pole beans, so they need poles or something to grow on. And this row of formerly garlic is adjacent to the garden fence. So that will help until I get some poles. Shallots to cannellini beans. Again, my shallots are ready to harvest in about a week or two. And once those are gone, I will move them or move some of my very quickly growing cannellini bush beans to that spot. If for no other reason than because I sowed those beans way too densely. Again, I have a habit of doing that. And all the seeds came up. Zucchini to a bare spot. That's right, so I planted some zucchini from seed. I don't usually do that. And I didn't realize how well they germinated. So I have about, I'm going to say a half dozen zucchinis growing in a very small space. Again, that's not going to work. I planted too densely. not thinking they would all grow. And, well, now I have a bunch of them. Knowing I don't need 6 zucchini plants, I'm going to leave 3 where they are, and I'm going to move the other 3 into a still unplanted section of the garden. Okay, so maybe this isn't the true definition of a succession planting. That portion of the garden doesn't really get a whole lot of sun, and I kind of use it as my spot of last resort. Those zucchinis will occupy that shade. They'll grow, just not so quickly. And, you know, that's a good thing, because as my bigger zucchinis, not bigger, as my sunnier zucchinis are growing and harvesting, those will come first. And then I'll get that second batch of zucchinis that are a little bit behind because they're in a shaded section. I still have some seedlings of 2 different types of kale growing in a seed tray. Where will those be planted? That is a very good question. And I'm thinking maybe they will go into pots on the deck. I better get planting those pretty quick, though. Here's wishing you success with your succession planting, no matter what season.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.